At Indie, we realize that life insurance should be less about death and disability and more about life, which is why we match up to 100% of your monthly premium and put it into an investment that creates wealth for your future. It's world-class cover and a growing investment from just 100 Rand per month. That's how you reinvent life insurance. Learn more at getindie.co.za/radio. Indie is a department within Sanlam Life Insurance Limited, a licensed FSP.
The Tabuti Drive. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on 5 FM.
Special guest in the house, the amazing bus lady, Justine Cullinan.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Second time on the show, no?
Yes.
Otherwise, you're cheating us with the Roger Good Show.
Well, I've got to be fair, you know.
Who's your favorite?
You've asked me this before.
I'm just checking.
And I'm just telling you that I do have favorites, but I'm not telling you who they are.
Well, I mean, if it was us, you would have told us. That means it's not us.
No, there's other people that listen to your show. Roger listens to your show.
Yeah, we listen to his show, but that's not the thing. Who's your favorite?
Okay. Well, I have favorites.
Yeah.
I do. I like some of you more than others of you, that's for sure.
So she said some of you. So we'll take that. But you're leaving us.
I know. I am leaving you.
Well, you've been at Five twice, first as a marketing manager and then as a program manager.
Station manager.
So what have the challenges been of transitioning from marketing to now managing all of these people that are terrible people to spend 3 hours with? And I mean,
terrible.
Times five.
So I think marketing actually gives you a great grounding for any type of business management, because you really have to convince people to do things for you that they might not be getting paid for.
Yeah.
So I think it actually stood me in good stead. Now at least I can manage people that I pay. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier for me to hold their contracts against them, you know. But as marketing manager, I always had to beg and plead for people to do things for me that I really wanted them to do for free. Please come and play at this party for free.
And
please wear
you,
this t-shirt for free.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you kind of have more control over what happens at the station,
exactly.
Right? If someone's listening and they're wondering what it takes to even be a station manager, where do you even begin? Like, are there certain qualifications you need? Is it a case of, you know, going up the ladder? What is it?
So it's definitely time in the pilot seat, I think, that makes the biggest difference. So they've been successful station managers from all types of backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I come from a marketing background, but we've had great program people, great sales people, on air producers who have been amazing station managers. So it's not really so much a qualification. It's knowing and understanding the radio business and the world of media in a lot of detail. And then the type of character or personality that you have, I think.
Do station managers earn more than the DJs? Just
depends
curious.
On which DJs.
Okay, let me rephrase. Is there a DJ that earns more?
Yes. There are DJs that earn more than I do,
more
definitely.
Than one. More than one. So
yes.
It's not just one, because I had one in
one.
Mind.
Yeah.
How many?
But I get paid leave. That's the one thing we have to remember.
And medical aid.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So this is favorite. We're saying goodbye to our boss lady, Justine Cullinan, off to, I wouldn't say greener pastures, just something different.
Different pastures, yes.
What's your fondest memory at 5FM, now as a station manager?
Wow, I mean, we make memories every week in this type of work, so that's quite difficult to do or to answer. But I think one of my fondest memories is standing on a chair in the middle of a club. A club in Bloom. I can't remember actually what club it was. But I eventually got on top of a chair to try and keep people away from the DJ box, because people just lost their mind.
I think I remember that.
Wanted to basically storm our DJ box.
It was a Varsity Athletics incident that was similar to that.
Oh,
remember?
Yes, I remember that. I remember walking with you actually in front of the stand.
Yes.
And everyone starting to like Jovi Jo, basically.
And
like,
this is
going,
the
I'm not
thing.
Walking unless you come with me. Please hold this, because I'm not going to go unless you come with me. I remember that.
I guess that's the kind of, you know, station manager you were, very hands-on. I mean, there's really no other station where you have a station manager on air, you know, bidding farewell. Why did you think this was so important?
Well, I only know how to lead by example. Mm. You know, I think if you're not willing to do the work yourself, then you can't really expect your DJs to do it.
Yeah.
I've never been on air. I've never sat on your side of the desk and managed that desk. But I sure know how it works and what it takes to do that type of work. And I think that generates respect among people. If there are banners to be carried, then I carry them. Mm-hmm. If there are forks to be washed, then I wash them. Mm-hmm. Because I think you have to make sure that people want to be in the team with you, not because they have to be.
My question is, some might argue that you already work for like the coolest brand in the country.
Some might argue.
Why would anyone decide to leave?
Yeah, why?
Why would you decide that it's time for you to leave this place?
So I work for the coolest brand in the country for sure. However, unfortunately for us, this brand is not a global brand. And that's really what I wanted to do in my next career move. I wanted to work for an organization that's worldwide. Mm-hmm. I think 5FM could compete worldwide. I think that if we had the resources that, say, the BBC has, mm-hmm. I think that people all over the world would listen to 5FM. I really believe that. So I'm not really interested in moving to other radio stations because I already work for the best
station. That was the next question. You're not going to another radio station?
No, I'm not. So I work for the best station. I'm the boss lady of 5FM. That is the best job ever, right?
Do you listen to any other radio station?
Yes, because I have to. Yeah. And I really have Good to answer. Take my medication to
I was
get
trapping
through it.
You. That was a trap. We got a question from a listener, right?
Yeah, this one says, hey, Justine, what has been the worst thing you've ever had to reprimand a DJ for?
Oh, goodness. There's a long list of those. I'm writing a book. I will release this book at
Are
the
you
end
really?
Of later. Yes, I'm writing a book about 5FM.
No, stop it.
I'm not kidding. Okay, you're going to write a forward for me. You're going to write, like, Tando says this at the front of the book.
But I've been good, so I've got nothing to worry about.
No, you've got nothing to worry
about. You're writing an actual book?
I'm writing an actual book.
When you say book, are you saying, like, Long Walk to Freedom or, like, some easy novel?
Or maybe in between, but I'll get my birthday right. If I write about my birthday, sure. I will get it correct.
Very important.
Because I will
that.
Do it myself.
That's very important. Also, sure. Spell check, all of that, to get that right.
Exactly.
But who's been the hardest, and be honest?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Oh, wait, she didn't answer the first question.
Yeah, the worst thing you've had to reprimand for.
The worst thing I've had to reprimand for definitely was theft. So I've had someone steal equipment before.
Equipment?
I've had to dismiss people for that, which is really, really rough because usually that's when your personal life is not in order. Mm. So you're doing silly things that are going to get you into trouble. And that's really, really rough because you're reprimanding someone who's clearly having a very difficult time in their personal life and you're adding to their burden. But at the same time, you can't let people steal things either.
Mm. Equipment.
Sure.
So they stole like the disc?
Like a tablet or someone's phone.
Mm. Okay,
that's happened
before. Okay.
But that's really rough. So it's like your kids. It really is like going, no, we don't steal things. That's bad.
Except
you can't
now
do
firing
that.
Them and getting rid
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, and then they lose their job. Yeah. This is now terrible.
So the naughtiest or hardest DJ to deal with that's currently still here? Probably Roger here.
Probably Roger, but that's because Roger is, I firmly believe that Roger is a genius. So he's like on another level of weirdness
and creativity.
So he gets
to be naughty.
No, he's just very clever at pushing the boundaries, but without stepping
like
over the line.
Him. Like
you know, he's Roger, that clever that way.
Roger's the Kanye West of 5FM.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gets to do like all the bad
West.
Stuff and they go,
and then
oh,
they call
he's
him a
genius.
Genius.
I wonder if that means Smaug is now the kid. I wonder how she'd feel about that. I don't know.
So we thought we'd give you a gift as you leave. Sure.
Hello, darling.
Hello, welcome. Long time no chat.
Hey, absolutely. I missed this mark.
We missed you. And we bring Justine so that you can give her your wisdom as she departs and starts a new journey in life. I think she's nervous.
She
yeah,
is.
I am.
Yeah. She's like, what are you going to say? What are you not going to say? But we know what's like.
And a million people will know.
Yeah. Welcome to our life. Okay, go for it.
Okay, Justine, okay, you've never had this vision reading. You can see it's just two crystals. I'm going to start off with you. This is a very beautiful adventure you're going to go on to, okay?
Yay!
This is beautiful. I do not know what's going on in your life, but all I can say is get some sleep.
Okay, good
okay.
to know. Good
you've
to
got
know.
Weak kidneys. They're saying hello. You know that lower back is saying hello already?
Yes. Oh, that's such a good point.
Just say it's saying hello. Your new venture, a lot of traveling awaiting. Can you deal with all these people?
Well, he dealt with all of us.
I dealt with the 5FM DJs, but people are the hardest part of work. Definitely.
Yeah, you like your papers. You talk to the numbers in the papers and all that funny things, and now you're going in for big time, hey? No, you're going to do very well. You're going to do very well, and Do you feel something is already preparing itself? And you've been working on this very nicely since September, October last year. It's kicked in December, January. Look at that face.
That's the book.
Sure.
Okay, and you're going overseas with this. What are you wanting to do? You're going online. There's something major happening around this. And go on your journey for your birthday, please. You need that break.
Oh, thank you. I hope my husband's listening. Yeah,
because he's paying.
Yeah, and so is the house or the car, because I see you committing yourself to something very nice here. A house or a car, what property are you looking at right now? Or renovations, or what do you want to do with property? Because it's out strong, it's standing quite strong.
Yes, we've got some renovations planned to our home, so it's probably related to that.
Okay, watch the plumbers and electricals, eh?
Good to know.
Okay, that you need to know, because it's going to touch. All right, and a lot of luck around you. I want to tell you about yourself, but I don't know if you want the public to know about it. Okay?
Oh, maybe we should make a podcast.
Okay, we'll make a podcast and then you can, then we can select which parts can go on air, right? That's fine.
Yes, I can approve these things like I do with Stay Work with Sis.
Sure.
Speaking of, we're going to say bye to Justine now. Do you guys have any parting words? This is it.
Go first.
I think for me, what I've really appreciated about Justine is that it's very rare to find a woman in certain positions of power. And she's one of those women who fights for other women. And that's something I've really appreciated about her. When I first started working here, I didn't expect that the station manager would be a lady because I'd never seen anything like that before. But you really just wave the flag. And when we talk about things like gender disparity in the workplace and closing those gaps, I think you're one of the people in front waving that flag and going, none of my girls are going to get left behind at the expense of the men. And I really appreciate that. And I wish you everything of the best going forward.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. That really is.
For me, I was at a hire in your absence, so I haven't really known you that long. But I think in the short time that I have known you, what I've realized about you is that one thing, you're very passionate about your job. You're incredibly fair too, which is something I noticed. And also, it's very rare to find people who listen to what you have to say. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to... it was nice meeting you. So I'm going to miss you. Then I was going, it's too mushy. It's fine.
Okay. For me, well, I mean, you hired the first female drive time DJ on 5FM. So, I mean, to agree with what Sib said, I think I've had this conversation with you before about how difficult it is to be a woman, whether you're leading a drive time show, whether you're a station manager, to be taken seriously or not be second guessed or not be questioned every time you decide to do something. And you always stand by your decisions, which I think is absolutely incredible. And like Sib says, I think you're right there in the front leading it for all the women. So we love you. We wish you all the best. And we're going to miss you.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you guys.
And we've got a cake. Cake.
Yay!
Yay!
The Tabuti Drive. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. on 5FM.
Indy's all about making smarter choices. So just for being a listener, we'll hook you up with a 1,000 Rand investment kickstart when you insure your life at getindy.co.za/radio, a department within Sanlam Life Insurance Limited, a licensed FSP.